Accessibility features provided by Caption Max. www.captionmax.com. A logo, white stars arc over a snowy mountain. Words read, a Paramount picture. Paramount presents Gulliver's Travels in Technicolor. Copyright 1939 by Paramount Pictures Incorporated. A ship flies through wispy clouds. More words, based on Jonathan Swift's immortal tale. Produced by Max Fleischer. Story adaptation, Edmund Seward. Screenplay, Dan Gordon, Cal Howard, Ted Pierce, Ice Barber, and Edmund Seward. Music and lyrics, Ralph Ranger and Leah Robin. Atmospheric music created and conducted by Victor Young. Singing voice of Princess Glory, Jessica Dragonette. Singing voice of Prince David, Lanny Ross. Scenics, Eric Shank, Robert Little, Louis Jambor, and Shane Miller. Photography, Charles Shetler. Technical advisor, Johnny Burks. Directors of animation, Seymour Needle, Willard Bowski, Tom Palmer, Grim Natwick, William Henning, Roland Crandall, Tom Johnson, Robert Leffingwell, Frank Kelling, Winfield Hoskins, and Orestes Kelpini. Animators, Graham Place, Nicholas Tafuri, James Culhane, George Germanetti, Nelson Demarest, Abner Needle, Otto Foyer, Harold Walker, Arnold Gillespie, Alfred Eugster, David Tenlar, Frank Smith, Ben Clapton, Stephen Mufati, Sam Stimson, Ted Dubois, Lou Zucker, Edward Smith, James Davis, Irving Spector, William Sturm, Bill Nolan, and more. Directed by Dave Fleischer. Words on an animated scroll. I, Lemuel Gulliver, give thee a faithful history of my most interesting adventure in the South Sea. On the 5th day of November, 1699, having reached latitude 30 degrees, 2 minutes south, a storm of great fury suddenly... Lightning flashes and a candle burning beside the scroll goes out. At night, a storm rages on an open sea. Frothy waves rise and fall, rocking a massive ship like a bath toy. On deck, Gulliver, a strong young man with dark hair, struggles to pull in a sail. A giant wave crashes over him, knocking him overboard. Gulliver's hand emerges from the waves and grabs onto a piece of wooden mast bobbing in the turbulent water. He pulls himself above the surface. A wave washes over him and the debris slides away. He reaches for a larger piece, but it slips out of reach. Massive sheets of water swallow Gulliver one after another. Later, Gulliver rolls in toward a sandy beach. He trudges onto shore, then collapses in the foamy surf. His soaking wet chest heaves up and down as he catches his breath. He slowly crawls to his feet and staggers further inland. Gulliver's clothes are shredded and his wet hair hangs around his shoulders. He collapses face down in the sand. Elsewhere, King Little III and King Bombo meet in a castle. A servant holds a document and King Little signs it with a quill pen. He passes the pen to King Bombo.
Your Majesty?
Thank you, Your Majesty.
The servant brings the document to King Bombo.
Marry contract. King Little? Oh, Lilliput does this 5th day of November give the hand of his daughter, Princess Glory.
Glory descends stairs.
To Prince David, son of Bombo, King of Blefuscu. Fight in order. Fight.
King Bombo.
King Bombo signs the marriage contract. Later, he and King Little smile and shake hands. The two kings glance over at the new couple. Prince David pulls Princess Glory in for a close embrace. They kiss. Two bluebirds perched outside smile as they watch. The birds nuzzle each other and kiss. Bombo smacks King Little in congratulations.
Well, we did it, you little rascal, you. We did it.
yes, we certainly did, didn't we?
Just a couple of old dad cupids, I think.
The two men slap each other on the back. Then they stand at attention as a servant makes an announcement.
Your Majesty, the wedding tinks are here.
There's a giant on the beach, there you go!
Gabby, a red-haired man, runs in and a guard snatches him. The head servant leads a procession of workers down a long red carpet. They carry huge platters, each one covered with a cloth. Gabby and the guard pop out from under one of the cloths.
Let it go! Let it go! There's a giant on the beach! There's a giant!
Two servants set a large platter before the kings. The head servant removes the cloth, revealing an elaborate spread of flowers.
Exquisite taste. Exquisite.
Roses, freesias, rhododendrons, ranunculus, snapdragons, and daisies.
King Bombo sniffs the blooms.
Pretty posies, aren't they?
Bombo hits King Little and Little's crown flies off. He catches it and gently sets it on his head. Little claps. The head servant bows and carries the flowers away. Another worker marches forward with a sparkling diamond ring.
Oh.
King Bombo reaches for it, then stops and looks at King Little.
May I? Please do.
King Bombo plucks it from its holder, breathes on it, then rubs it on his robe. He turns away, then whips around with a magnifying glass stuck to his eye.
Magnificent!
King Bombo looks around, then whispers into King Little's ear. King Bombo holds up three fingers, but Little shakes his head. Little holds up six fingers. Bombo sets the ring down. A servant carries in a three-layered cake.
A masterpiece.
King Bombo reaches for the cake, then pauses and glances back at King Little. Little nods, and Bombo swipes his thick finger in the frosting. He tastes.
Vanilla.
Wow!
Princess Glory sings to her prince.
Faithful, remember that whatever I do, I'm always faithful, my love. Faithful with all my soul and thankful for you.
The bluebirds dance. King Little pulls out a handkerchief and dabs his eyes.
My only little daughter, I dread losing her.
Oh, but old boy, you're not losing a daughter, you're gaining a son.
My son.
Bombo blows his nose on Little's kerchief. He hands it back to King Little. A servant drapes a cape around King Bombo's shoulders.
Lovely melody.
Yes, we like it. That is Faithful, the song of Lilliput. It will be played at the wedding tomorrow.
Of course, of course. Oh, what's that? Faithful? Oh, no, no. Forever, the song of Blefuscu must be played at the wedding.
But, Bombo, Faithful is always played at our weddings. It's tradition, sir. And it's very pretty.
Yes, yes, I know. Pleasant little ditty, but hardly appropriate for this great occasion. But forever, there's a song for you. Ha-ha!
Faithful will be played.
Ah, twaddle. Absolute twaddle. It must be forever.
Little shakes his head.
Faithful.
He tastes a fingerful of frosting.
Forever.
Faithful.
Forever.
King Little hides behind the cake. He peeks out.
Faithful.
King Bombo clenches his fists and flames rise from his bright red face.
It will be forever, or there will be no wedding.
No wedding, but the cake and the pretty flowers and... Oh, Bombo, you love Faithful.
King Little dances around. Bombo taps Little's shoulder. Little dances with Bombo. Bombo slaps Little and shoves him away. Bombo smashes the wedding cake with his meaty fist. King Little gapes. He peers down at broken bride and groom figurines on the floor. King Bombo stomps toward the door. He slows, then turns back to look at King Little. Little slumps on his throne, head on his hand. Suddenly, Gabby rushes into the castle.
There's a giant on the beach!
The guard accidentally grabs Bombo and pulls him behind a curtain.
It's war!
King Bombo sweeps his cape over his shoulder and storms out, leaving two beaten guards. They each have a lump on their head. Prince David steps reluctantly through the curtain and follows King Bombo away. King Little on his throne.
War. Oh, it's me.
Gabby.
I found the mountain, Your Majesty. I found it. It was a man mountain.
Gabby reaches high and jumps.
It was this big. No, it was this big.
People are hurt in wars.
He's as big as...
The throne is empty.
Wait, Your Majesty.
The king paces.
Bombo can't frighten me. No, sir.
Gabby bumps into King Little.
Speak up. Don't stand there like a nincompoop.
I'm trying to tell you that there's a giant.
When I get my dandruff up, look out.
Little pulls his robe out from under Gabby's feet.
But Glory. Poor little Glory.
Glory stands on a balcony and looks out at the town below. The bluebirds watch as tears fall from her eyes. The birds lean on each other and sob. Outside the castle, a general and three spies stand at attention as King Bombo strides out.
Don't look now, gentlemen, but it's war.
One of the spies draws his weapons.
Whoopee!
The others cover his mouth. David sings. Glory looks down from the balcony.
Forever, you share in everything I do and keep smiling through, my sweet.
King Bombo remembers he and King Little discussing the wedding flowers and the ring. He smiles.
Here in my heart.
King Bombo cries.
Oh, we're apart, so forever, my guiding angel you will be, so always happy.
Prince David walks away and Glory wipes her eyes. King Bombo's carriage pulls away. The general and the three spies climb into another carriage. The general stays, but the three spies step out onto the street. The three spies, Snoop, Sneak, and Snitch, wear long dark robes. Snoop and Sneak are tall with hooked noses, and Snitch is much shorter with bright orange hair. They slip into an alley where they flip their robes around. In the castle.
War. Rolls off my back like a duck.
But I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you, there's a...
What's on your mind?
Gabby's face turns bright red.
I say...
Speak up, man.
There's a giant on the beach. There's a giant on the beach.
For heaven's sake, Gabby, button your mouth. Can't you see I have a war on my hands? Be off of you. Shoo.
A war? Do you suppose he could be a spy?
Or he bother me with passion, touching it. Who's a spy?
The giant on the beach!
His face turns blue.
Giant, why don't you tell me these things? Do something. Don't stand there. Go, sink the dogs on them. Fetch them to me at once.
A bell swings in the town square. Gabby tugs the rope to ring the bell. One by one, lights fill the windows of the dark village homes. People stick their heads out of their windows. Lilliputians run out of their homes and scurry down the streets. They gather around the bell, torches in hand. The three spies watch from the alley as hundreds of townspeople march down the street. The people carry clubs, ladders, axes, spears, and more. They pass through Lilliput's gate and flow through a dark forest. They cross a tall wooden bridge. Gabby leads them through a valley. He stops. They tiptoe onward. One man sneaks ahead of Gabby. Gabby runs to pass him and looks back with a sneer. He falls. He lands in a puddle. Later, Gabby leads the men toward the beach.
Shh! Quiet. We're almost there.
Gabby steps forward up a giant sleeve and passes a shirt collar. He stops at a row of buttons. Gabby holds his lantern up and looks out at the sea. One of the townspeople taps him on the back and he jumps.
I don't know, but it was right here.
Here. Oh, yeah? Well, where is it now?
Well, I can't understand it. It was right here. Honest.
Gabby crosses his heart.
Giant. Dragging us out in the dead of the night.
Yeah,
chasing wild geese.
Gabby must have been seeing things. Maybe it just got up and flew away.
Yeah, and breathing fire.
Look out, Gabby. Your giant's gonna bite you. Hey, fellas. Maybe it was me, Thor. Look, I'm a giant. I'm a giant.
A short man waves his arms and crosses his eyes. Nearby, an older man rises up and down as the surface beneath him pumps. He presses his cone-shaped hearing aid to the ground. The old man points down.
Listen.
He gives Gabby the hearing aid. As Gabby listens, the surface beneath them rises as Gulliver takes a breath. The men look around. In a flash, they scatter to the woods. Tiny flashes of light swirl around the sleeping Gulliver. Gulliver stirs, scratching his chest. One by one, the torches emerge from the brush. The tiny Lilliputians peek out, eyes wide. One man shakes and drops his weapon. Gabby.
Told you that there was a giant on the beach.
One man screams into the older man's hearing aid.
He said that's the giant on the beach!
There isn't a moment to waste. Every last man must do all that he can. Work with the greatest of haste. So bind up its hands, its arms, its chest, its neck, its feet. And I'll do the rest. Let's go!
The Lilliputians creep toward Gulliver, weapons in hand. Snitch, the orange-haired spy, pops out from a bush. Snoop and Sneak grab him and pull him back in. The torch-wielding Lilliputians surround Gulliver like a colony of glowing ants. Men tiptoe single file, Gabby in the lead. Gabby turns to the man behind him.
Quiet.
To the older man.
Quiet.
Hey.
He holds up his hearing aid.
Whoa.
Suddenly, a dozen men pounce and tie up the loudmouth. The older man holds a finger to his lips. Gabby props a ladder against Gulliver's body. He shakes the hands of two men who are tied together by a rope at the waist. The men slowly climb the ladder, each holding a torch. The first man to the top of the ladder uses a pickaxe to pull himself up onto Gulliver's chest. Then he tugs on the rope around his waist, pulling his partner up alongside him. One explorer stays by the ladder, and the other tiptoes across Gulliver's chest. Then they both wave their torches to signal to the others. On the ground, more Lilliputians use bows to fire stakes with ropes attached to them. They arc over Gulliver's body, binding him to the sandy ground. The Lilliputians burst into a flurry of activity, pounding stakes in, digging tunnels, and erecting cranes. Two men with ropes tied around their waists run through a tunnel under Gulliver's body. They pass each other going opposite directions. Then they each climb up onto Gulliver's chest and knot the rope ends together. Another man connects a crane hook to a rope tied around Gulliver's wrist.
Careful.
The hook slowly lifts, pulling Gulliver's hand up off the sand. They lift Gulliver's hand up to his chest, where the two workers struggle to tie the knot. They gently lower Gulliver's hand, and his finger holds the knot in place while the workers finish. Gabby directs as they lower the hand back to the ground.
Put him there! No, here!
The hand is right above him. Gulliver's hand drops on Gabby, pinning him under massive fingers.
Help! He's killing me! I don't want to die! Help! Help!
A few men pull him out.
Well, what are you waiting for?
The Lilliputians continue to work, assembling cranes and tying more ropes. One of them walks over to Gulliver's shoe. It's twice as tall as he is. The man spits on his hands and tries to lift Gulliver's foot. His hat flies off. As he bends over to pick it up, Gulliver's foot starts to lift. The man scurries away. Workers on the ground steady the foot with ropes as a crane hoists Gulliver's entire leg into the air. A man stationed on Gulliver's knee draws an X right below the giant's kneecap. Then he strikes the area with a huge hammer, causing Gulliver to kick his leg straight out. The ground workers holding onto the ropes fly into the air and swing around Gulliver's foot. Two men working the crane whip in a circle as the leg crashes to the ground. One of the men is pinned under ropes wrapped around Gulliver's shoe. Gabby looks down from atop a crane hook. He slips and gets tangled. The workers lie still, then slowly rise and get back to work, bustling around the giant's long legs. Nearby, they construct a long, low trailer out of logs. They use cranes to fit the pieces together like Lincoln logs. They drag a fresh log up two spiky planks, carving a notch at each end. Gabby barks orders from a crane hook swinging overhead.
Hit the wheels, come on, roll them to the plate. Bring paint shovels, bring jacks, tackle, grease, axle, all kinds of things and stuff like that there.
One worker uses a hot metal rod to burn a hole at the end of one of the logs. Others lower a wooden wheel into place. A man with a pencil tied to his head lies in the center of the wheel. He marks the center of the log axle with the pencil. Two workers push the wheel onto the log. The man with the marking pencil backflips onto a plank and launches a peg into the burned hole, locking the wheel in place. Two men nail logs across the top of the trailer. More men guide dozens of tiny horses past the sleeping giant. Sneak, Snoop, and Snitch peek out from a nearby bush. Snitch hiccups. He knocks Sneak and Snoop in the head, and they beat him. From a distance, the Lilliputians look like a cloud of fireflies flitting around in the darkness. Gabby.
Come on now, let's go. Heave-ho!
The crane operators slowly turn cranks and the ropes pull tight. One rope stretches and starts to fray. A crane hook rises and pulls on a rope tied around Gulliver's body. Another rope smokes as it rubs against a pole.
Up, men, up, up.
Gulliver's shoulders and arms start to twitch as the ropes tug him upward. A net cradles his head and neck. Inch by inch, his massive body rises off the ground. Nearby, workers harness the horses to the trailer. A man walks along the horses' backs, checking items off a list. He falls. Gulliver lifts farther and farther off the ground until he's high above the workers' heads. Gabby points to the horses and the men on the trailer.
Ready, Daddy Lou? Let's go!
A horse driver cracks a whip and four others tug sets of reins. Three rows of horses march forward, slowly pulling the long trailer under Gulliver's body. With the trailer all the way under Gulliver, the horses and workers come to a stop. Gabby looks around.
Lower away, then.
The crane operators carefully turn the cranks to let the ropes out. One man drags his feet as a crank pulls him forward. As he reaches the edge of the platform, the crank wheel whips him around in a circle. A large and small man work together to let a rope out. The large man lets go, and the small man flies into the air.
Careful! Careful!
As Gulliver floats down onto the trailer, the wheels sink into the sand. Men on top of the trailer use rakes to comb Gulliver's long hair. Others go to work securing more ropes and pounding in pegs. A man signals to Gabby, who stands on Gulliver's chest.
All set below!
Okay, let's go!
The horse driver cracks his whip.
Giddy up! Hurry!
The horse's hooves slide on the sand as they lean into the load. Lilliputians pair up and use long sticks to try to pry the wheels free. A horse rears up as others around it trudge forward. One of the massive wheels starts to roll, jolting a lever and sending a worker flying high. The man's pants catch on the wheel. A fellow worker pulls the man right out of his pants. Gabby bustles around.
Find the ropes there. Not so fast. Not so fast. Hurry up there. Slow down. Get the wheels passed. I don't know what they would do around here without me.
He takes a seat on Gulliver's Adam's apple. It moves. Gabby bends over and the lump hits him. He runs down to Gulliver's waist. The Lilliputians roll Gulliver toward the town. Up ahead, another crew cuts down trees to clear a wide path. A pair of deer darts away as the trailer rolls over the high wooden bridge. As morning breaks, the workers pull Gulliver into town. He barely squeezes under the arch of a stone bridge. Lilliputians peek out of their windows at the passing spectacle. They stop outside King Little's castle. Two workers prop a ramp against the trailer and Gabby steps off. He bounces all the way down. He rips off his hat and slams it on the ground. Then he stomps up a staircase and into the castle. He pounds on a door. He presses his ear to the door. On the other side, King Little snoozes in a large bed with a tall draping canopy.
Faithful was always played at our weddings. Faithful.
Gabby bursts in. He huffs over to the bed.
Your Majesty.
King Little leaps up.
I've got the giant.
The giant? Oh, yes, the giant. Well, bring him in. Bring him in.
Okay. Your Majesty, I don't think he'd fit in here.
Oh, you don't, huh? So it's not good enough for him, hmm? Well, where is he?
Out there, Your Majesty.
King Little claps, and four servants rush in to dress him. King Little throws wild punches as he struts down the hallway.
Not good enough for him.
He wallops a suit of metal armor. The suit's hand grips an axe that swings down close to the king. Gabby leads the king outside and up the ramp to the trailer. The ramp bounces the king up and down in a blur. King Little jumps onto the trailer, clinging to the giant's shoe.
Well, where is he?
From here on.
King Little searches his robe and pulls out a pair of glasses. He gapes at the giant man lying before him.
Call out the guards, the army, the navy, women and children first. I'll see you later.
He scrambles down the ramp and hightails it up the castle steps. He zips through the castle in a whirl, sweeping furniture and other items along his path like a tornado. King Little dives into bed, and the blanket flies up. He drops to his knees in prayer, then jumps back in bed as the blanket floats down on top of him. A heap of furniture, armor, and other things tumbles into the room and slams against the wall. King Little peeks out from under the blanket, eyes wide. Outside, Gabby addresses people gathered around the giant.
Search him, man! He may be armed!
Gabby turns and heads back up the castle steps. Meanwhile, the Lilliputians go to work emptying Gulliver's pockets. A team lowers his pocket watch to the ground. The cover pops open and three Lilliputians press their ears to its face. The cover snaps shut, trapping them inside. Two other workers struggle to carry a fold-out telescope. Others use ropes to lower a handgun. One of the workers slides down the gun barrel and hits the trigger. The bullet hits a building and the top of a tower breaks off. People scatter as it crashes to the ground. Gulliver opens his eyes. Townspeople run and hide. A family darts into their home and a man hangs a sign on the door that reads, "Measles." A horse jumps into a cart. Lilliputians peek out of their windows and watch as the giant yawns. Thank you. King Little and Gabby look down from a high balcony. Gulliver tries to sit up, but the ropes are wrapped tightly around his body. Rake-like tools pin sections of his hair down. He pulls his hair free and lifts his left arm, snapping the ropes. King Little sprints inside and slams a door shut, locking Gabby on the balcony. Gulliver looks up and sees Gabby pounding on the door. Gulliver smiles softly and reaches up to the balcony. He grabs Gabby by the shirt and pulls him close to get a good look. Gabby's about the size of Gulliver's pinky finger.
Well, well, what have we got here?
Help! Don't eat me! Don't eat me! Help! I won't taste good! I'll give you indigestion!
A man! A tiny man!
You can't do this to me! I got a wife and kids! Millions of kids!
Hold on there, mate. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Help! Put me down!
King Little rushes out and points at the giant.
Drop that! Drop that!
Well, another one. Who are you?
Who, me? What? I'm king around here. Guards! Guards! To the turret! I'm chased! Surround the giant! Surround the giant! Guards!
Dozens of guards with bows and arrows appear atop the castle walls. Gulliver looks around.
Well.
Gulliver gently sets Gabby down on the balcony. King Little throws punches in the air and points down at the giant.
Ha, you'll pay for this. Ready?
Aim fire! Aim fire!
The guards pull back their bows. Suddenly, a cloud of arrows and boulders whizzes past the king. He and Gabby take cover as arrows pelt the castle walls, spelling out the word forever. Out at sea, King Bombo's army launches arrows and boulders at Lilliput. King Bombo points and laughs.
How do you like that? Want some more? All right, let it go!
King Little gasps and swallows hard. Lilliputians run for cover as huge rocks rain down around them. Gulliver sits up, using his arm as a shield against the barrage. At sea, King Bombo's men scatter and hide.
Stop! Stop, you swine! Get back to your post! Get back there and fight!
We of Rufus Crew are not...
King Bombo freezes and stares wide-eyed at Gulliver.
Afraid of anything.
King Bombo hurries to the helm. He turns his ship around and leads the army away. Gulliver sits and looks around.
Well, where's everyone gone? This is no way to treat a harmless visitor.
Lilliputians slowly peek out of their windows. Up on the balcony, King Little pops out from a mound of boulders. He straightens his hair and puts his crown back on.
Gabby, we've won! Gabby!
King Little pulls rocks off of Gabby.
See, Gabby? They've gone. Yes, sir. Scared? Stiff?
Gabby wriggles out of his shirt and darts away. King Little looks around. King Little looks up to see Gulliver's hand resting on the castle tower, the rope around his wrist dangling down to the balcony. King Little shakes with fear, then rushes inside. Gulliver smiles.
Hello there.
Gabby and King Little creep back onto the balcony. Gulliver looks down and smiles.
Come now, don't let my size frighten you.
King Little and Gabby race inside, clinging to each other. Then they slowly tiptoe back out.
You, Your Majesty, surely you're not afraid of me.
King Little shakes.
Well, good. Then let me present myself. My name is Gulliver, Your Majesty. Lemuel Gulliver, a shipwrecked sailor. At your service.
He salutes.
Well, welcome to Lilliput, Mr. Gulliver.
Mr. Gulliver, can you fight?
Well, Your Majesty, I can lick anybody my size.
Ah, splendid, splendid. I don't think Bombo will give us any further trouble while you're around here. No, sir. He's on our side, Dappy.
He calls out to the town.
He's on our side. There's nothing to fear. The Mad Mountain's on our side.
The Lilliputians come out of hiding and surround Gulliver. He stands and looks down at them. He's taller than the castle. The Lilliputians parade through the street, passing between Gulliver's legs. Fade to black. Later, the Lilliputians use ropes and pulleys to pull a shirt sleeve up Gulliver's arm. Gulliver sits and smiles as the tiny people dress him. He waves to King Little. King Little smiles and waves from the balcony. Princess Glory comes onto the balcony and King Little stops. She turns away and disappears. Out on the street, the workers sew the sleeve to Gulliver's red shirt. One man tugs hard to pull the needle through. Gabby oversees the workers.
Come on, where are those buttons?
A man holds a button while another burns holes through it with a hot metal rod. He sticks the rod in a bed of glowing coals burning in a pipe. Another worker blows into the pipe to stoke the fire. A man feeds a rod between two buttons like an axle between two wheels. A second worker sits on the rod and rolls over to a third worker with a bow and arrow. One launches a button into the air, and the other shoots an arrow and thread through the buttonholes and into Gulliver's shirt. Men stationed at Gulliver's chest tie the button in place. More workers shine Gulliver's boots and nail new soles on. Another crew combs and clips his hair. A woman on top of Gulliver's head licks her hand and smooths down a section of hair. She combs it and it flies back up. She sits on it. Two men prepare to shave Gulliver's face. One uses a mop to spread foamy shaving cream, and the other sharpens a blade. The shaver takes big swings with the curved blade as if driving a golf ball. He yells down to a crew doing laundry.
Hard it down! Push him up! Hard it down! Push him up!
Down below, three men stand around a kettle of boiling water. One fishes out a towel and lays it on a board. Another runs a roller over it to press the water out. They throw it up to the shaver. The steaming towel wraps around the shaver's face and he runs around tugging at it.
Hey, look out! Grab it! Hold on! Nab it!
The towel falls and wraps around Gabby's face. He falls off his platform and into Gulliver's shirt pocket. He breathes out steam and collapses. On the street, Gulliver rests his hand in the barbershop doorway. Inside, a boy shines his nails with a cloth. Gulliver gently plucks Gabby from his shirt pocket and sets him down. Then he slips on his boot and rises to his feet, towering over the town. He stomps his foot and the ground shakes. Gulliver smiles and looks down at the town far below. Fade to black. Nighttime on the island of Blefuscu. A castle towers over ships in a harbor. King Bombo sits on his throne. He talks to a messenger bird.
You understand that not until that giant is removed can our forces taste the sweet fruits of victory. Now then, it is up to you to carry this message to my spies in Lilliput.
The bird takes a piece of paper from the king, folds it, and seals it shut. Then it stuffs the document in a bag slung over its shoulder.
Be off, and may luck be with you!
The bird salutes with crossed eyes. It turns and waves a wing.
Get going!
It flaps away with a goofy grin. Nearby, Prince David gazes out at the calm sea. On Lilliput, Princess Glory looks out from her balcony at the town below. Thousands of Lilliputians surround a grand table where Gulliver sits and dines. The king, Gabby, and a few others dine with Gulliver at a smaller table set atop his much larger one.
Your Majesty, I'm sorry the little princess isn't with us.
Yes, too bad. Too much excitement for one day.
Gabby reaches past the king. The king smacks Gabby on the head with his spoon. The spoon vibrates and splashes the king's soup. Nearby, King Bombo's spies watch from a rooftop. The messenger bird flies overhead. The bird nears the spies, then turns and starts to fly away. Snitch whistles. Sneak whacks Snitch in the head and grabs the bird out of the air. He rips the document out of the bag and stuffs the bird in his cloak. Sneak shows the document to Snitch. It reads, "Dear spies, get rid of that giant or else. Cordially yours, King Bombo." Sneak and Snoop sit, their heads resting on their hands. Snitch paces. Sneak grabs Snitch by the head and sets him down. All three hang their heads. Back at the king's table, Gulliver watches a couple dance and sing.
Silly idea, bluebirds in the moonlight.
That's how I feel when I'm with you.
Night owls in the daylight.
My heart is saying,
who is the one for us? You! It's what you've done for us.
Gulliver slaps the table to the beat. The Lilliputians bounce on the shaking table. King Little struts around and snaps his fingers. Gulliver moves his fingers like a pair of dancing legs. King Little dances along. Gabby dances and almost falls off the table. Gulliver chuckles and slaps his knee. High on the roof, Snitch claps. Sneak slaps him. Snitch smiles and pulls out a bottle of poison. Sneak swats it out of his hands. Snitch auditions more ideas. He pulls out a sword, then a slingshot. Sneak pulls the slingshot band and snaps Snitch in the face. Snitch sulks, then smiles and points. Sneak and Snoop look over and their eyes get wide. Gulliver's gun sits under a tent. A sign next to it reads, "Gulliver's Thunder Machine." Sneak and Snoop grab Snitch and kiss him. The three spies run off. Later, King Little and the other guests sleep at the table. Gulliver stands and smiles down at them. Gulliver tucks in the sleeping Lilliputians with the tablecloth. He blows out big torches surrounding the table. Gulliver tiptoes through the dark town, past the tent holding his gun. The gun is gone! Fade to black. A full moon shines brightly in the night sky. Gulliver lies on a cliff overlooking the sea. He puffs on a pipe and stares out at the gentle waves rolling in. Now daytime, Gulliver stands on the coast and whittles a Lilliputian-sized ship out of a wood block. Tiny citizens stand around his feet and gaze straight up at his towering form. Gulliver fits a sail to his ship and lowers the vessel gently to the water. He blows and the ship glides away from the shore. The Lilliputians clap and toss their caps into the air. Gulliver walks off, whittling another block. Gabby notices and chases after the giant. He runs ahead and stops in Gulliver's path.
Ahoy, mate!
Gulliver steps right over him.
Ahoy!
Gabby chases the giant down again and steps in front of him.
Ahoy, mate! Ahoy, ahoy! I see that you're a sailor boy. I owned a boat, a beauty, too. 50 times as big as your,
He steps into a tunnel and runs out the other end.
As big as your shoe.
My, my.
Hi, hi. Lost her, though, in a furious gale. But I came home on the back of a whale.
But tell me how you caught the whale.
Simply grabbed a hold of his tail.
Gabby leaps over a wall and falls into a pond next to a pig.
I climbed a mountain peak so high, I bumped my head against the sky.
He trips and falls in the water.
And there I was. Where was I?
On the island of Alibi.
Hi, hi.
My, my.
Gulliver plucks Gabby from the water, sets him on the toe of his boot, and walks.
But now my life is very dull. They ought to make me an admiral. Now that's the job that I'd enjoy.
Gabby hops off of Gulliver's shoe.
I must be going. Ahoy, ahoy.
He waves and walks off.
My, my, my.
Gulliver continues on, whittling as he walks. Off in the distance, Snitch the Spy leans out of a house's top window. He snoozes. Inside, Sneak and Snoop examine Gulliver's gun. Snoop holds a bullet as big as a bowling ball.
You put that ball in there, and then it goes down and around. Pull that thing.
And it comes out here.
High in the hideout's tower, Snitch wakes up and spots Gulliver in the distance. He slams the window shutters closed. He dashes down a spiral staircase and slams the front door. Snoop picks up Snitch and winds up to slap him.
Giant!
Snoop and Sneak's eyes bulge and they hurry to cover the gun with a big sheet. Snitch gets tangled in the cloth. He frees himself and hops into a barrel. Sneak's already inside and kicks him out.
The light! The light! Douse the light!
Snitch grabs a lantern and scrambles around the room. He spots a barrel and stuffs the lantern inside. He plugs the top of the barrel with straw and covers it with a blanket. He leaps into the barrel with Sneak and Snoop as Gulliver stomps by outside. Gulliver continues on. The three spies peek out from the barrel.
He's gone!
Snitch taps the other two on the back and points across the room. The lantern barrel's in flames! Sneak and Snoop leap out! Snitch sees his shadow on the wall and smiles. Sneak and Snoop run around frantically. They bump into each other. Snitch makes shadow puppets in the glow of the fire. Outside, Gulliver turns to see flames flying up from the rooftop. He runs over and kneels by a pond next to the hideout. He cups water in his hands and douses the blaze. Inside, water rains down in the barrel and the fire goes out. The spies look around.
Hello! Anybody in there?
Snitch calls out.
Nobody here but just us!
Chickens!
Snoop clucks.
My.
Fade to black. Nighttime outside King Little's castle. Princess Glory climbs steps to a lookout. She turns to see Prince David on a bridge.
I'm home, my sweet.
She runs to him and they embrace.
Forever.
In the castle, Gabby gets ready for bed.
Da, 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 da.
He blows out candles and stretches.
Forever. Forever. Forever.
He covers his mouth.
That's the song of Blefuscu.
He dresses, grabs his sword, and rushes outside.
Guard, let's fight!
Three guards run over with swords drawn, and they fight Prince David. Gabby joins the fray, whipping his short sword in a blur. Gabby's sword flies out of his hand, but his arm still whips about. He looks down and sees his sword on the ground. He grabs it and keeps fighting. Nearby, Princess Glory covers her eyes and turns away. Gabby picks up his sword again and waves it around. The guards push David back across the bridge. David falls on a set of stairs. A gust of wind blows Gabby and the guards away. Then a giant hand grabs David. It's Gulliver.
Concealing a spy. And in a time of war, too. That makes it worse.
Glory looks around for David.
Carry on the search, men.
Gulliver grabs Glory.
Mind you, your father will hear of this.
Gabby turns around. Glory's gone. Gulliver sets Glory on a stage in a stone amphitheater. He holds his two fists out and she picks the left one. Gulliver opens his hand to reveal Prince David. The young sweethearts embrace and kiss. Gulliver turns away. At the hideout, Sneak paces.
King Bobo, say the word, and the giant is a dead duck.
Is a dead duck?
Snoop writes a letter.
P.S. What do we do with the buddy?
Meanwhile, Gulliver watches the young couple on the stage.
Two hearts and a wedding broken by a melody? Incredible.
Glory rests her head on David's shoulder. The two bluebirds watch nearby and shake their heads.
Wait a minute. I have an idea that might turn this malice to a melody. Sing faithful and forever together as one song.
The bluebirds look at each other and smile. Back on Blefuscu, the messenger bird clings to its perch, huffing and puffing. King Bombo waits with his hand out. The bird hands him the letter from the spies.
The giant will be a dead dog.
Ha! Now we are getting at somewhere.
He writes,
"Dear spies, destroy, crush, obliterate, annihilate!
Kill him.
I will attack at dawn.
Affectionately yours, Bombo."
The messenger bird flies through the night, flapping wildly. Later, the bird's pace slows and it lowers to the ground for a rest. It takes the messenger bag off and dunks its head in a pool of water for a drink. A shadow looms over the water.
What you got there?
The bird clutches the bag tightly to its chest. It tries to sneak away, but Gabby tackles him. He reads the letter.
Attack at dawn. Attack. Bombo's attack. Guards! Guards! Guards!
Bombo's attacking!
Gabby races through the woods.
Bombo's attacking! It's war! Bombo's attacking! To arms! It's war! The enemy attack!
He enters the town and hurries through the winding streets.
Bombo's attacking!
What?
Bombo attacking!
Citizens rush out of their houses carrying clubs, rakes, and other weapons. King Little bursts out of the castle and races down the steps to the street where an army of Lilliputians stands in formation. He mounts a horse and draws his sword.
To defend Lilliput.
To defend Lilliput!
Yes, forward march.
King Little leads the troops.
Come on together now.
Gabby rings the bell.
Gulliver!
On a hill above the town, Gulliver sits with Glory and David. He looks off. Glory and David embrace. In town, the rope on the bell breaks and the bell falls on Gabby. Gulliver walks over and picks up the bell. Gabby drops to the ground. Gabby looks up at Gulliver with a frown.
Well, where you been, you lazy, long-legged, overgrown lummox? Now get down there to that beach and wipe out that Bombo, that bunch of Blefuscuians, and tear them to pieces, and don't leave a man alive to tell the tale. Forward march!
Aye, aye, sir.
Gulliver salutes and walks away.
Hey, wait for me!
Gabby runs after him.
Gulliver, wait for me!
Gulliver steps carefully over houses, then joins the army as they march through the countryside. Nearby, the messenger bird trudges weakly toward the spy hideout. His eyes grow wide as he watches the approaching army. Up above, Sneak, Snoop, and Snitch poke their heads out the tower window. They frantically duck inside and tumble down the stairs. They land in a heap at the front door. The door swings open and the spies flee. The ragged messenger bird sways in the doorway. It collapses. The spies come out of hiding and see the bird. Sneak and Snoop walk over. Snitch's shirt gets caught. Sneak and Snoop grab the bird and slam the door. All three hide behind a low wall as Gulliver's huge feet pass by outside. Snoop searches the bird, shaking it until feathers come loose.
No, no.
He drops the bird and looks at Sneak. The bird backs away as the spies advance.
What
did you do with it?
Where'd you lose it?
Who's got it now?
The bird swallows hard.
Gulliver! Wait for me!
The bird points. They all look out the window as Gabby approaches. They send Snitch outside with a sign. The sign reads, "Detour." It directs Gabby right into the hideout. Sneak and Snoop grab him.
Let me go! Let me go!
They tie him up in a bag and hang him on a post. They gather around and read King Bombo's letter.
Let's go!
All three run to Gulliver's gun. Snitch tosses the bullet to Sneak, then hurries to open the back door. He points outside with wide eyes. Later, Gulliver reaches the coast. A fleet of King Bumbo's ships waits on the water. The Lilliputian army marches in around Gulliver's legs. Gulliver turns to them.
Hold on there. We can settle this peacefully.
A boulder splashes in the water. Gulliver points to Bumbo's forces.
Hold your fire!
More boulders fly at Gulliver.
Hear what I have to say.
Aboard one of the ships, Blefuscudians load rocks into catapults and fire. Gulliver charges into the water. He holds his arms up to shield his face from the assault. More Blefuscudians shoot arrows. A few stick in Gulliver's arm like burrs.
Bumbo, order your men to lay down their arms.
The soldiers carry on, vigorously shooting and reloading.
Must I make you listen?
The troops scatter as Gulliver grabs each ship's anchor line. A few jump overboard, but Gulliver scoops them out of the water and gently sets them back on deck. One man swims in Gulliver's cupped hand. Gulliver returns him to his ship, and he keeps swimming on deck. Gulliver slings the anchor lines over his shoulder and pulls the ships into shore. On Lilliput, the three spies wheel the gun toward the shore. At the amphitheater, Glory stands on a rock and looks toward the sea.
David, look! Gulliver's thunder machine.
The spies push the gun up onto a cliff overlooking the water. Gulliver heads straight toward the overlook. He turns his back to the gun as he pulls the ships in. Prince David.
Wait here, Glory.
David mounts a white horse.
David!
He rides off through the forest. On the overlook, Snitch looks out from atop Snoop's shoulders.
The powder!
Gulliver steps closer and closer to the gun. Snitch!
The powder!
Sneak hands Snitch a barrel of powder and he pours it down the gun barrel. Gulliver moves closer and closer. Snitch grabs the bullet. He holds it over his head and falls backwards, almost pulling Snoop down with him. Snoop lifts him up and he slides the bullet into the barrel. David sprints toward the spies as they work to pull the trigger. David races ahead. Gulliver steps closer, his back to the gun. David reaches the overlook and in one swift move leaps from his horse and hangs onto the gun barrel, pointing it down at the water. The gun fires and the bullet hits the water by Gulliver's leg. Gulliver whips around to see David and the gun crashing to the ground. David lies still. Gulliver pulls the ships into the shallows and hurries to David's side. King Bumbo.
David.
The king jumps down from his ship and runs to his son. Gulliver scoops his limp body off the sand.
Poor, poor, foolish little people. Look what you've done.
Now go ahead, break your nutshell heads over your songs.
Glory stands in the crowd.
Did you have to break Glory's heart, King Little? Because you're thoughtless and selfish? And you, Bumbo, oh mighty warrior, what have you won?
Bumbo shrugs and shakes his head.
You were too stubborn to think, too busy quarreling to lend ear to the harmony that might have been yours.
The bluebirds perch on Gulliver's hand. They smile. Gulliver winks at them.
But now, in your sorrow and despair, perhaps you'll listen to your songs as they might be sung.
The bluebirds float down to Glory and perch on her hand. She sweeps her hand up and they fly off into the sky.
Forever.
Forever.
David stands in Gulliver's hand.
Remember.
Remember that.
Faithful.
Everyone sings and dances. Gabby, still tied up in the bag, hops toward the crowd. The three spies sway and sing. Gabby tumbles over the cliff, bouncing on rocks all the way down. Snitch cuts him out of the bag and Gabby lunges at him. They whirl around in a violent scuffle. Later, by a huge ship, the two kings address the crowd.
In behalf of the peoples of Blefuscu and Lilliput, with eternal gratitude and love in our hearts, we christen thee Gulliver!
They both smash a bottle on the wooden hull and shake hands. Later, David helps Glory onto a lookout. Nearby, the two kings and all the citizens of Lilliput and Blefuscu gather near the water. Gabby and Snitch stand next to each other, sobbing. Snitch lifts his shirt to dry his eyes and weapons fall out. A cannonball, swords, a mace, and more. The tiny people wave to Gulliver as he sails out to sea. He smiles and waves, then drifts into the sunset. The End, a Paramount picture. Captions and audio description provided by Caption Max, www.captionmax.com.